Welcome to I Feel Snitty, episode 84, entitled The Cult of Trump. I'm your host, Craig Resnicki. Nearly 4 years into his presidency, the one honest thing Donald Trump has uttered, as inadvertent as it may have been, was when he suggested he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose any voters. Sadly, this is probably the only time in the past 5 years I've actually believed him. So why is that? Is Trumpism actually a cult? I decided to delve into the matter and came across a page created by expert consultant and intervention specialist of the Cult Education Institute, Rick Ross. I'll now share what he reported, dissect his analysis, and decide whether or not Trumpism is indeed a cult. 10 warning signs of a potentially unsafe group leader. Number 1. Absolute authoritarianism without meaningful accountability. Trump has said time and time again that he does not take any responsibility. Now, I'm not going to count his recent debate response where he said, "I take full responsibility. It's not my fault." That'd be like a guy saying, "Yes, the boy is mine, but I'm not the father." Yeah, that can't work. So yes, this fits the Donald to a T. Cult score, 1 for 1. Number 2. No tolerance for questions or critical inquiry. Well, let's see here. Donald Trump regularly walks away from the media when he receives a question he doesn't like. He also speaks, or more likely tweets, nasty things about individuals who so much as criticize his hair or dance moves. And he also calls the media the enemy of the people. Besides that, though, he's the most tolerant person in the room. Yes, he's likely the only person in the room, but I digress. Cult score, 2 for 2. Number 3. No meaningful financial disclosure regarding budget expenses such as an independently audited financial statement. 2 words. Tax returns. Next. Cult score, 3 for 3. Number 4. Unreasonable fear about the outside world, such as impending catastrophe, evil conspiracies, and persecutions. Let's think about this for a moment here. He wants to build a wall to keep out alleged Mexican rapists and drug dealers. He thinks we should ban Muslims from foreign nations until we find out what in the hell is going on. If he loses an election, he claims that we're going to suffer the worst depression in the history of the country. Scariest of all, strong, intelligent women. They're coming after him. They're coming after all men. And no, not in some kinky kind of way. Cult score, 4 for 4. Number 5. There is no legitimate reason to leave. Former followers are always wrong in leaving, negative, or even evil. "He was just a coffee boy. I hardly knew him. I never liked him anyway. He was horrible at his job," are all common utterances by Trump of his former employees. It's a wonder what Vladimir Putin will say once Trump stops working for him. Cult score, 5 for 5. Number 6. Former members often relate the same stories of abuse and reflect in a similar pattern of grievances. Most all of Trump's former employees say the same thing. He has a short fuse. Can't pay attention for longer than a fly with ADHD on speed. He's a freaking moron who doesn't know the first thing about anything. And he is, without question, a 70-plus-year-old man baby. Besides that, though, they only have nice things to share. Cult score, 6 for 6. Number 7. There are records, books, news articles, or television programs that document the abuses of the group slash leader. Do 40 to 50 women accusing Trump of sexual improprieties count? I think they do. Well, for Trumpers reading this, when I say sexual improprieties, I mean grabbing women by the hoo-ha without her consent. Capiche? Cult score, 7 for 7. Number 8. Followers feel they can never be good enough. Considering that Donald is never fully satisfied until a person agrees with him 100% on everything, I'd say this is true. This sounds like another guy I've read about here and there. What's his name? Oh yeah, Ike Turner. Cult score, 8 for 8. Number 9. The group leader is always right. When have you ever heard Donald Trump admit he was wrong? Even after he claimed injecting disinfectant could potentially cure COVID, and he was told off by the medical community, well, and the distributors of Lysol. He wouldn't admit he was mistaken. The time Donald Trump admits he was wrong about anything is the time pigs fly, as they happily chant in unison, eat more bacon. Cult score 9 for 9. Number 10. The group leader is the exclusive means of knowing truth or receiving validation. Not other process of discovery is really acceptable or credible. Oh, this is all Trump. Don't believe the things you see and hear. The media is the enemy of the people. Fake news, hoax, witch hunt. Science proves gravity? That's not to be trusted. Trump claims a man gave birth to three alien babies he's naming after the Three Stooges? Totally valid. Cult score 10 for 10. Now the 10 warning signs regarding people involved in with a potentially unsafe group leader. Number 1. Extreme obsessiveness regarding the group leader resulting in the exclusion of almost every practical consideration. Ever heard a Trumper attempt to interpret his or her leader's gaffe or typo? Even when Trump mistakenly typed Covfefe, supporters rushed to his defense, saying he meant coverage or that Covfefe was an actual word. The time I hear that word used as spelling bee and the moderator can sensibly respond to the question, can you use that term in a sentence? I'll start believing it's an actual word. Until then, not hardly. Cult score 11 for 11. Number 2. Individual identity, the group, the leader, and or God, as distinct and separate categories of existence, become increasingly blurred. Instead, in the follower's mind, these identities become substantially and increasingly fused as that person's involvement with the group leader continues and deepens. Oddly enough, even though Donald Trump is the literal antithesis of Jesus, his followers see them as one and the same. Little do they seem to realize, when Jesus said to love your neighbor, he didn't mean to violate them without consent and pay hush money to help cover up your crime. Cult score, 12 for 12. Number 3. Whenever the group leader is criticized or questioned, it is characterized as persecution. Ironically, Trump supporters like to label self-described progressives and liberals as snowflakes. Yet Donald Trump is the weakest of anyone. If a person so much as uses a verbatim quote of his against him, he and his ilk will paint him as a victim. You know, on that note, I think I'm going to invest in the stock of pacifiers because they'll all need a lifetime supply of them after Trump loses on November 3rd. Cult score, 13 for 13. Number 4. Uncharacteristically stilted and seemingly programmed conversation and mannerisms, cloning of the group leader in personal behavior. As surreal as it seems at times, I have noticed Trump supporters acting like Stepford wives. Yes, regardless of sex. Okay, I really shouldn't have said that, for I'm now getting a disturbing image of William Barr having a lead role in the classic film by the same name. Cult score, 14 for 14. Number 5. Dependency upon the group leader for problem solving, solutions, and definitions without meaningful reflective thought. A seeming inability to think independently or analyze situations without group leader involvement. They are all Trump's yes men. Wait, I shouldn't be so narrow in scope. They are also Trump's no men. Cult score, 15 for 15. Number 6. Hyperactivity centered on the group leader agenda, which seems to supersede any personal goals or individual interests. When the topic of Donald Trump is front and center, his supporters don't seem to know what personal goals or individual interests are. Their personal goal and individual interest is to elect or re-elect Donald Trump. He is like their son, for their world revolves around him. Or in their warped views, he's like their America, for the sun revolves around it. Cult score, 16 for 16. Number 7. A dramatic loss of spontaneity and sense of humor. Well, let's see here. Donald Trump has no sense of humor, and his followers echo his words and behavior, so through the transitive property, they don't have senses of humor. No Trumpers, the transitive property is not part of the LGBT community. Cult score, 17 for 17. Number 8. Increasing isolation from family and old friends unless they demonstrate an interest in the group leader. I can't tell you how many people I've had a falling out with due to my disapproval of Donald Trump and his poor excuse for humanity, civility, and leadership. The saying may be that blood is thicker than water, but when it comes to Donald Trump supporters, tinfoil hats are thicker than blood. Cult score, 18 for 18. Number 9. Anything the group leader does can be justified no matter how harsh or harmful. Oh, without question. Try it sometime. When Trump misspeaks or says something erroneous, ask a follower of his about it, and I can bet you almost anything they'll justify his rhetoric or behavior. Better yet, find an issue where he's contradicted himself and bring said contradiction to light for a supporter of his, and see how they respond. White men may not be able to jump, but they sure as hell can dance for Donald Trump. Cult score, 19 for 19. Number 10. Former followers are at best considered negative, or worse, evil and under bad influences. They cannot be trusted and personal contact is avoided. Yep, on Monday, an individual is a loyal patriotic hero, and on Tuesday, they're part of the deep state. What's that mean? Hell if I know. I'll just say the Grand Canyon. Cult score, 20 for 20. Given this analysis, I think we can safely say without much question that Trumpism is indeed a cult. It's really pretty amazing when you think about it. Most of the time, cult leaders are eloquent speakers, intelligent, and charismatic. But Donald Trump is none of those things. In any case, roughly one-third of the country is hypnotized by his hatred, prejudice, ineptitude, and ignorance. And we'll need a COVID-like miracle to snap them out of it once he leaves, or more likely he gets dragged from office. Where's Stanley Kubrick and Malcolm McDowell when you need them? And that's it for today's episode. I'll see you again next week. Until then, you can check me out on Podbean, Twitter, Amazon, and Blogger. This has been I Feel Snitty with Crabgrass Nicky. Take care.